If a picture is worth 1,000 words, some words are worth 1,000 pictures. And one such word is sacrifice. Merriam-Webster tells us that sacrifice is a noun, an act of slaughtering an animal or person, or surrendering a possession as an offering to God. Or a verb, to offer, surrender, or kill as in a religious sacrifice. Sacrificial lamb at Passover is exactly what this is about, sacrificing, killing a lamb. But then, of course, in our understanding, the lamb of Passover becomes the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Many meanings to sacrifice. And today's first reading raises up sacrifice to a very, very significant level. The familiar story of the sacrifice of Isaac, or rather, the sacrifice of Abraham and Sarah willing to give up Isaac. And the scene, frankly, is almost incomprehensible. They prayed for a child day in, day out, their whole married lives. And only at the very end of their lives were they told they would have a child. It was so incomprehensible, Sarah just laughed. This couldn't happen. Incomprehensible that they would have this gift. But of course, getting on in the years, Abraham and Sarah were dreading what this might mean, because as we age, with my laminated AARP card, we do get set in our ways, don't we? And a child will upset everything, as we all know. They had plans to downsize and move to assisted living. More furniture and diapers in Jerusalem. Incomprehensible. This cherished gift from God, even in their old age, and then to be asked to surrender that child. A young dad once said to me, "This is the worst reading in the Bible. Utterly incomprehensible. To give the son back, to offer him in sacrifice to the God who gave them the son." Now, the word sacrifice and the word sacrifice of Isaac and Abraham have fascinated artists throughout the centuries. If you Google the phrase sacrifice of Isaac in religious art, in 0.45 seconds, you get 816,000 hits. If you Google the sacrifice of Abraham in religious art, in 0.44 seconds, you get 907,000 hits. A picture's worth 1,000 words. But some words are worth hundreds of thousands of pictures. The sacrifice of Abraham, Sarah, and Isaac. One example in Christian art is the facade, the front of the cathedral in Chartres, France, the 13th century cathedral. And what do you have in stone? But you have Moses, Abel, Melchizedek, Abraham, and at his side, his son Isaac, who's wrapped up for sacrifice. Well, why that crowd? Because Moses gave the law, and Christ is the new Moses with the new law. Abel sacrificed, Christ is the new sacrifice. Melchizedek was the high priest, Christ is the new high priest. And Abraham and Isaac is God the Father giving his son so we can live. Surrender and sacrifice so others could live. For 10 days now, the shooting at Parkland High School has been all over our press and in our minds and in our hearts. 17 were killed, 14 high school students, but three adults, one teacher, one coach, and one athletic director. The adults shielded even more students from being killed. They gave their lives in sacrifice so others could live. Second example of Abraham and Sarah and Isaac is in the Basilica of St. Mark's in Venice. There are a couple. One is Sarah in bed, just having given birth to Isaac, attended by two women and her infant son. But then there is a whole chapel dedicated to Abraham fresco, Abraham mosaics. There are 16 of them, the life of Abraham. And four of them depict the exact same thing, God talking to Abraham and Abraham listening to God. Because that's the dynamic that goes on to today's reading. He had to listen to God, to hear God's word and to obey God's word, just as Jesus says in the gospel, the Father says, listen to him and put that word into practice. Why? Because the act of sacrifice is not just the killing, it's the obedience leading to the killing, as we say at the Eucharistic prayer. Before Christ gave himself up to death, a death he freely accepted. And that's the challenge, because we don't always want to freely accept God's will. Let's be honest. The rule of St. Benedict begins with the word listen. Listen, my son, to your master's precepts and attend to them with the ear of your heart, not the auditory nerve. But listen with your heart. And that's the Christian virtue, the Christian privilege, and the Christian challenge, to welcome God's word, especially when it's difficult, and to put it into practice. Of course, it is hard to listen with our talk, radio, breaking news, 24/7 internet earbud culture. I did practice that. Walked down Wisconsin Avenue last Tuesday, the beautiful spring day, and there was a couple walking down the street. They had one machine between them and two sets of earphones. I thought to myself, they're even tuning out even each other in this earbud culture. But listening can be hard because the other side of listening is not speaking and taking someone else very, very seriously, like God. Let me offer two thoughts about today's readings as we might apply them in this Holy Lenten season. The first one is asking ourselves, what does sacrifice mean in our Lenten practice? Many ways to answer that, and every one of you who's a caregiver, a parent, knows exactly what it means to sacrifice day in, day out. If a picture's worth 1,000 words, your faces are the pictures of sacrifice. But perhaps in this holy season, we might think of someone else we might want to support, or know they're alone or isolated, and give them our time. The Jack Lemmon movie 2 decades ago, Tuesdays with Maury, had Maury being visited by his former student, and Maury gave all kinds of aphorisms and ideas as he was dying to his adult student. And one of them was this: he said to his student, "The truth is, you don't get satisfaction from things," he said. "You know what really gives you satisfaction," Maury said? "Offering to others what you have to give. And the greatest gift you can give to others is your time. The greatest gift you can give to others is your time." Sacrifice, giving time, so someone else might have a better way of life. And listening, the second application, to listen, as St. Benedict says, as God says from heaven, to listen to my beloved son. Now, of course, we realize that in monasteries where St. Benedict lived, the monks keep silence, okay, in order to be attuned to God. But you know what? That's not the only reason. The reason monks keep silence is because the only thing they can talk about are the other monks. Ever think about that? So it's gossip. They keep silence in the monastery so they would not gossip. Welcome to Washington, D.C., the gossip capital of the world. Not to mention the university, which are always gossip capitals of the town. Gossip. Stories get better with age, don't they? We gossip sometimes because we're so insecure. And when we gossip, we can't ever take it back. Sacrifice, listening, silence, Lent. In a few moments, I will go to this stone altar and celebrate the sacrifice of Christ at this altar for our salvation. And you will come to communion, and please notice the Lamb of God sculpted in this altar, at which you will receive the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. A picture is worth 1,000 words. Some words are worth 1,000 pictures.